Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir, Wilaya, Pakistan. Monday, the 4th of Rabi al-Awwal, 1443 after Hijri, corresponding to the 11th of October 2021, current era. Press release. After US Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman's statement, only the visionless will maintain alliance with Washington. In an interview with Jamshid N. Godrej, broadcast on the 7th of October 2021, the US Deputy Secretary of State Wendy R. Sherman arrogantly declared, quote, "We don't see ourselves building a broad relationship with Pakistan, but we all need to know what's going on in Afghanistan. We all need to make sure that we have the capabilities that we need to ensure everybody's security, including India's," end quote. Despite this humiliating statement, the military and political leadership warmly received her, keenly received new instructions, and rapidly began implementing them. On the 9th of October 2021, just a day after Wendy Sherman's visit concluded, Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan ordered the establishment of a special cell to optimize Afghan affairs in accordance with US guidelines. This act of slavish obedience was presented as coordination of government agencies over the issue of humanitarian aid. Indeed, the intellectually bankrupt rulers of Pakistan care neither for their own self-esteem nor the interests of Pakistan. It is not the first time that the United States is threatening, scolding, and humiliating Pakistan, whilst downgrading Pakistan from its ally status, as it has done for over 20 years. Despite the brutal oppression of the rulers of Pakistan, Hizb ut-Tahrir Wilaya Pakistan warned Pakistan's people of power of the folly of alliance with the US in a press release on the 2nd of October 2021, stating, "The Quad meeting of 24th of September alerts to the fact that the US made India a strategic partner against China whilst discarding Pakistan like used waste paper. After exploiting Pakistan's strategic, economic, and cultural power to fulfill its interests, the US will now use the threat of sanctions so that Pakistan makes way for the rise of India as the regional hegemon. O Pakistan's people of power, abandon the US now, just as readily as it has abandoned Pakistan. Clearly, the rulers of Pakistan are not naive, so is it not time to end treachery against Pakistan, the Ummah, and Islam? O people of power and strength, for over 7 decades, Pakistan's rulers have been pursuing the interests of the United States, hoping that Pakistan will become secure and prosperous through American legacy. Although United States did allow limited strengthening of Pakistan previously, this was only when India was not in the sphere of influence of America, but that of Britain, and only to put pressure on the Indian elite to abandon London in favour of Washington. However, all that changed after the Vajpayee-Clinton rapprochement in 2000, when the BJP forged strong ties with the US, and so the US promptly discarded Pakistan like used waste paper. So, how, after 2 decades, can anyone of sight and insight expect that Washington will now suddenly retrieve Pakistan from the dustbin of American history? Reliance on a foreign major power has consistently enslaved Pakistan to foreign interests at huge cost to its own security and prosperity. Moving on from reliance on Washington to Moscow or Beijing merely changes the slave master or adds new slave masters. Pakistan will only become secure and prosperous by ending reliance on foreign powers, making tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and mobilizing the huge resources He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, has granted us. Just as the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, showed us, as the best example, the establishment of the Khilafah to unify Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Central Asia as a single powerful state will return the Eurasia to its proper centuries-long historical state with the dominance of Islam and the defeat of the Kafir powers. O armed forces of Pakistan, stop our being mere pawns on the chessboard of Eurasia. Uproot the current visionless rulers and replaced them by granting Nusra to Hizb ut-Tahrir for the re-establishment of the Khilafah, Caliphate, on the method of prophethood, so that the Islamic Ummah once again steers the course of humanity by the enlightening guidance of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
أتخشونهم فالله أحق أن تخشوه إن كنتم مؤمنين.
Do you fear them? Surely Allah has greater right that you should fear Him if you are true believers. Surah At-Tawbah, Ayat number 13, Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.